Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This is Improve Your Communication Skills. You might define communication as a transfer of information and/or emotion from one mind to another. And you might define good communication as the accurate transfer of information and/or emotion from your mind to another. Information, what kind of information? Two kinds, technical and non-technical. If it is technical information, then the following rules apply. Speak logically. Logical speech is specific, factual, often numerical, systematic, detailed, objective, non-contradictory, non-humorous, and non-emotional. But if the content is non-technical, then you can ignore the above notes and relax a little. Non-technical speech can be evaluative, ambiguous, opinionated, lacking in specific numerical values, not rigidly structured, i.e. more flowing, to a degree unstructured, vague, subjective, humorous, and emotional. How much information? The human mind has limitations. There is only so much information that your brain can digest in one sitting before it either loses interest or gets tired. As a communicator, you must take that fact into account and place limits on your speech. If you have a lot of information, to explain, you must break it down into manageable chunks. Do that by thinking in terms of categories and place all similar ideas together into the same category. Then think in terms of sequence and place the categories in the right order. And then think in terms of volume and try to reduce the content to a minimum so that you use the minimum number of words necessary to say your message. If you've only got a small one, i.e. not too much information, if you've only got a little bit to say, then you can afford to relax your style and use a few more words. You can pad it out. You can throw in a few examples, maybe even tell a joke, but don't overdo it or your message might be lost. If you are attempting to transfer information, then to how many people? If it's just you to one other, if your communication is only to one person, then be context specific. Use examples that will appeal to the individual recipient. Tailor your message as closely as you can to the context of your specific listener or reader. But if it is from you to many others, if you are communicating to a more general audience, then pick examples that are equally general. Draw from common knowledge or general experience, i.e. everyone has a family, everyone has emotions, everyone has problems. Illustrate your message by drawing on common human experiences. By what method? We live in an information age with many channels open to us. 1. Email. If you're writing emails, then keep them brief. 2. Letters. If you are writing letters, then keep to the proper protocols for letter writing. Employ only correct English. Examples. Correct use of the terms for terminations of letters. Yours, or yours sincerely, or yours faithfully, or best regards. If you don't know the proper protocols, then look them up. Don't guess. Guessing is a shocking habit. Full reports. If you're writing a full report, then use the format which is taken as the agreed standard for your organisation. Again, don't guess. If there is no agreed format, then use a prepared template that is easily accessible online. In order to do what? Are you trying to inform the other person of facts? If you want to inform the other person of facts, then use the advice I gave for logical speech. Logical speech is specific, factual, often numerical, systematic, detailed, and objective. Non-contradictory, non-humorous, and non-emotional. Are you trying to persuade the other to take an action or believe something? If you want to persuade that something is true, then you must validate your claim by making reference to observed evidence, logical reasoning, or a coherent theory, or better still, all three. If you want to persuade somebody that some action is to be taken, then you should explain the beneficial consequences that will be enjoyed, but only if your suggested action is implemented, and the ominous and painful consequences that will befall anyone if they don't act in accordance with your advice. If you wish to inquire in order to discover facts, opinions, or feelings, if you want to find out information, then ensure that you state your question exactly. Don't ask open questions. An open question is a question with many possible interpretations. For example, don't just ask why questions. An unspecified why question is a question with too many possible interpretations. It's too vague. It could mean either, for what purpose did you do X? Or, what causes led up to you doing X? And they are different questions suggesting different classes of answer. So if you intend why to mean, for what purpose, then ask, for what purpose? Note, for what purpose as a future tense orientation. But if you intend your why question to mean, what causes or what caused, then say, what caused you to do that? Note, for what cause has the past tense orientation. Use the right tool for the job. Thank you.